This is FSN.
And this is the Ramen Roundup Show. And guess what? The Ramen Roundup Show is going Brazil. So we're going to speak to Stuart. And he's right on the phone now. How are we, Stuart?
Yeah, I'm good. I must apologise in advance. I have a little bit of a cold. So
a cold? Is that because you've been sitting over there in the 100-degree heat and come back to think it's minus six?
Pretty much. It's pretty brutal getting off the plane.
So come on then, mate. I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this phone call now since the last time we spoke, and I've seen it on. I've seen different bits and bobs on Twitter. I know Keith has as well on Twitter. It just looked mental.
Surreal is probably the word I've been using the most to describe it when people kind of ask. Utterly surreal to be treated like, well, celebrities, I suppose. For an entire week for what we are essentially a Ryman Division 1 South club is surreal is the word I keep coming up with. I don't know if you know the background of the story why we went, but we went over because in 1914 we were due to play Corinthians, who was founded 4 years before, and the outbreak of World War One meant that all the players that had travelled over to South America had to pretty much turn around straight away and come back home. And they all died on the battlefields of World War One. And so this was a game that has basically taken place, 101 years later to kind of commemorate that. But yeah, I mean, it was utterly, utterly fantastic. And every day kind of blew us away in terms of what we were doing.
Stuart, just give us a quick, with people listening in, just a quick brief run from when you got off the plane to when you got back on it to come home. Just quickly, what some of the things you've done and even the game itself.
Yeah, I mean, when we got off the plane, we were greeted by hundreds of fans at the airport, which was, again, surreal after being sort of travelling for the best part of the day. And, you know, we were sort of inundated by fans at the airport, which was, you know, kind of woke us up pretty well. And from then on, you know, it was front page news when we got the papers the next morning. But the week kind of consisted of us going to Corinthians Training Centre, which is the state-of-the-art facility that was built just before the World Cup. I mean, absolutely just incredible facilities. We got to do a shirt signing session. We visited a local hospital with children's cancer victims, which was very humbling, but the faces, the looks on the faces of the kids when we gave out shirts and everything was amazing. We did a training session at Corinthians, at the Arena Corinthians, where we actually played the match. 3,000 people turned up for that alone. The players have said they've never played in front of 3,000 people before, let alone a training session. And the nice thing about that as well was the entry fee for that was 1 kilogram of food, which was then donated to the sort of favelas and the local impoverished sort of kids and everything. And it raised over 4 tons of food for them, which was, you know, kind of an amazing thing and an amazing kind of gesture from Corinthians to do that and from us as well. And all week it had been building up to the game, and it got to the game day itself. And, you know, we'd signed already loads of shirts and autographs, and we'd had media following us everywhere we went. We had our own bodyguard. But on the way to the game, we were given a 6-bike armed police escort, which stopped traffic on the motorways. It let us run red lights. It was surreal. It was, you know, the guys were all taking the, you know, taking the videos on their phones. And it got to the game, and The boys basically put in an absolutely fantastic performance. They all said that they all had the game of their lives. We held out Corinthians' first team until 78 minutes, which was an amazing achievement, considering these are the 2-time FIFA World Champions. Yeah. And they were pretty much, it was their first team, and they were taking it seriously. And it was a deflected goal, which was a shame. That kind of broke the deadlock. And ended up 3-0, but the boys were absolutely overjoyed, you know, with the performance they all put in, and some were even given a special mention in the press conference afterwards by their manager, Chiche.
Well, what was the crowd?
I believe it was about 26,000. I know, which is just unbelievable. It probably would have been more, but the ticket prices were actually quite high because they were putting it as a package with their Copa Libertadores. So it was a little bit out of the reach of the majority of the fans. Otherwise, it would have been a complete sellout. But to walk out in front of 26,000 fans, it gives me goosebumps now talking about it. And on live TV as well. It was on live TV over there.
The BBC done something as well, didn't they?
The BBC had done something previous to when we came out. Sky Sports News featured us as well. We'd been in a few of the papers before we've come out. But, I mean, it was nothing compared to the coverage we had in Brazil, which was our manager, Matt Howard, went on to live TV on the Wednesday. For instance, one of the things that happened was we asked for sponsors for the game. Would anyone like to sponsor us? Within an hour, we had 17 companies all going, yeah, we'll sponsor you. And the likes of a large supermarket chain over there and Yamaha became our sponsors for the game, which was incredible.
Has this helped you out now you're back? Has anything helped the club out because of it? Obviously, not just the game. I mean, in terms of financially sponsoring and things like that, has it put you even more on the map?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope, you know, that this is now the first kind of tour that we've had, which has been really officially endorsed by Corinthians, who are a billion-dollar club.
Yeah.
And, you know, the shirts now are being sold officially for the first time. Our replica shirts are being sold officially in all of their stores. I think they have 230 partner stores in Sao Paulo alone, which is just phenomenal. I mean... So, you know, shirt sales, hopefully some sponsorship. There's discussions about future tours and future plans as well. I mean, we would like to think that it will really help to safeguard the future of our club.
Yeah. See on your website, there's pictures of kids playing. Are they? Did you bring any kids with you, or are they your kids, or are they the Brazilians?
No, we did. We have 26 youth teams. So they're an integral part of our club. Our youth section chairman came to kind of help bond ties with a few different things about their youth and some of the community projects that they actually do out there.
That's what he sold to you. He just wanted the Brazilian holiday.
Oh, yeah, totally, absolutely. We all had to have a reason to go, really. You know? But no, I mean, unfortunately, we were kind of limited in the numbers that we could take. So we took our first team, obviously, to play the main match, and a small select crew of officials to kind of help, you know, strengthen the ties and strengthen the bonds between the two clubs. And I really honestly think it's been a success in that front. But I mean, every one of the players has said it's just an incredible time of their lives.
When you do it next time, don't forget, you know, me and Keith will come over and we'll do live commentary of the game for the Ryman Roundup.
Absolutely.
Show.
Tell the Brazilians, I'll do it in Brazilian.
Absolutely. Yeah, come along, by all means. You will just have the time of your life.
Well, I was trying to order, as we spoke to you before, I think we spoke before about, as I said to you, that I was trying to order a shirt before and there was new ones and so forth. And I must admit, I've been trying quite regularly to go on your site to try and order them, and it keeps having sold out. Wow. I've just sat here quite excited tonight because I've just gone on there tonight. It doesn't say sold out, so I'm going to wait till I get home.
Brilliant. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the nice thing. Since we last spoke, we now have our own dedicated shop site, which is www.casual39.com. And that's where you can buy not just the replica home shirt and away shirt, and obviously the home shirt is the iconic one, and that's the kind of one they all want to buy. But there's now becoming a range of polo tops and T-shirts and things like that.
Stuart, how did their players take it and their managers? Were they like, what's going on here? What's this about? Or, you know, who are these? What's going on?
Yeah, well, we actually met them at the training centre the day of the game. We got to play a little bit of sort of ping pong with them and pool and just kind of hang around with them a little bit. So we kind of got to know them a little bit. But they were taking it very seriously. Their manager, Chiche, had said that this was their last friendly because they're in their pre-season at the moment. And they were taking it very seriously because they played a Copa Libertadores qualifier this week, which is like the Champions League equivalent for us. And so he said, you know, this is another friendly for us that we are taking very seriously. We have to look upon this as, you know, another warm-up game and not take it as, you know, just like this sort of jolly up that's kind of happening. And it was evident in watching the match as well that whilst they probably held on to the ball a little bit longer than maybe if it was a competitive match and all that, but when they, you know, second minute they tested Danny Bracken in goal and, you know, they were fierce shots and everything and they were up for it. That was evident to see. So for the lads to put in the performance that they did was incredible.
So when's the DVD release? And I've got a name for it. If you've got one, you could call it From Red Hill to Brazil.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Although Red Hill would probably want commission on that. So not sure about that. So.
It's just weird. You just look down the list, you know, and it just looks like an ordinary, you know, fixture list. And you read it down. It's Bromley, Guernsey, you know, Bromley away, Guernsey away, Red Hill home. Oh, Corinthians away and then Burgess Hill at home. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's exactly how it went. And what the lads have, and unfortunately we haven't had a game since we've been back. The two that we've meant to have have been postponed because of the weather. You know, something that we didn't have a problem with in Brazil, unsurprisingly.
This is what I was going to ask you, Stuart. And I don't want to bring you down. I want to listen to you in Brazil all the time. But how do you now get yourself ready for your next game? Because it's massive.
It is. And I was chatting to two of the players on the plane on the way home, our captain, Joe Hicks, and he was saying that what they're now taking out of it is the fact that they put in such a great performance, obviously buoyed by 26,000 fans and cameras in their faces and everything, but they put in such a performance that they now have instilled this belief that, hey, you know, if we can do that against the former two-time World FIFA club champions, I'm sorry, but the Ryman South, you know, we can certainly do it against anyone in that. So they're really itching to play and they're really itching to get out there.
That's good. The team bonding must have helped the week away altogether.
Massively. And Joe, again, out there, has said, you know, not one player had an argument with another player.
Why would you?
why would you? Exactly. When you're in a setting, you know, when you're in a setting like that, absolutely. But, I mean, the team spirit of our team is incredible as it is. But to spend the whole week together like that, and everyone got on so well with everyone else, and there was... And he basically said, you know, he loves all the boys to bits. And there was some really sort of welling up moments, you know, about, you know, the team bonding. And I think it's really, really brought them all together.
I mean, I did see somewhere that the game wasn't actually live. You didn't have a sort of a live feed back at the home ground if anybody couldn't go.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did. Right, okay.
We did in the end, yeah. We were able to pick one up and put it on a big screen on in the clubhouse. And I think we had about 100 people or so who went down to watch our reserves play and then afterwards got to watch the game. And if anyone wants to check out the stuff, it's all on YouTube. I mean, the whole week is on YouTube, every single kind of event that we did. But if you type in Corinthians versus Corinthian Casuals or Corinthians X Corinthian Casuals, you'll see highlights of the match. There's actually the full match on there as well. And there will be a documentary of the whole tour and, you know, kind of us coming from Red Hill, funnily enough, to Brazil, which will be called By Corinthians, the film. And that's one to look out for, hopefully, later in the year. And that's being produced in partnership with Corinthians Paulista as well. So it should be a really, really good little documentary.
All right, so the actual game is, what did you say, he's on YouTube?
Yeah, I mean, you can actually watch the whole match on YouTube. I think, honestly, if you just type in Corinthians X, Corinthians Paulista, because they always use X instead of versus, but Corinthians versus Corinthian Casuals, you'll find loads of, you know, you'll find highlights, and then you'll find the whole game on there as well. And it is just surreal to watch, you know, a Ryman 1 South side walking out, having the national anthem played, because we had the national anthem as well, and the national anthem of Brazil. The lads were given headbands by Socrates' widow, which were blessed by the highest priest in Brazil. Wow. There was moments like that throughout the whole week that was just these little tidbits that just make you go, wow. That
must have been
incredible.
Very proud.
Proud and unbelievably proud and unbelievably humble as well. I mean, the guys... They didn't kind of take it to their heads. You know, they were being asked everywhere they went for autographs. I even got asked for autographs, and I went as a photographer, you know, which is crazy. And There were times that we all went out and they didn't come back with their shirts at all. They'd all swap their shirts with fans and everything like that. And what has happened is their fans have really taken to us even more now because they realise that we are one of them. We are them. We're not the untouchable superstars that Corinthians Paulista are. We are the everyday window cleaner, builder, bricklayer and everything. And we are one of them. And they absolutely love that.
Well, I've literally just found it and I've just tweeted out the link. So if anybody wants to see that game, it's 2 hours and 34 minutes.
Yeah, it's a
I've
long one.
I've got a bit of time on my hands on Saturday, so I must be watching.
There are highlights on there as well. are highlights of about like 5 and 10 minutes.
There is on there. But why not watch the whole thing? That's what I say.
Yeah,
not,
absolutely.
It sounds like it was a fantastic, something that I think any Ryman club or any sort of non-league club would love to be part of. Full stop. I think it's just an amazing story to from start to finish. And of course, you sort of come down to Ryman with Faversham on Saturday,
which is a big game, we are looking down the table at the moment rather than up. We do have games in hand. However, Faversham are currently second in the league. Yeah. They're a decent side. We were due to play Burgess Hill on Tuesday night. And again, that would have been a huge game. To play first, to play the top side and then the second side really could have been a kind of harsh reality back to fighting off relegation. I honestly think with the confidence instilled in the boys that they will probably avoid relegation, touch wood, and hopefully survive and move up the table nicely. But, we are now have to seriously get back to reality and look at the league and maintain line of survival.
Have you got the teams around the bottom to play yet? Because like I said, I know Ramsgate now have changed manager and picking a few results up and Redhill are starting to do the same. So have you got them to play?
Well, Ramsgate's our last game of the season away. Wow. So we're hoping it doesn't come to that. We're safe by that point anyway and whatnot. But yeah, we have a few. I mean, it was unfortunate we played Redhill the day before we flew to Brazil, because we lost 5-1. And I think no disrespect to Redhill, but I honestly think no matter who we'd have played that day, we probably would have lost.
I don't know why.
I wonder why. Injuries and whatnot was obviously wanting to be avoided. Every game now is a cliche, but every game now is a big game for us. And wherever we can pick 3 points up from, will be, and even the odd point here and there, will be huge.
Well, I've also found the link to the highlights as well, so that's on my Twitter feed, the Abbey Gooner. So if anybody wants to come in there and have a look at it, just go on there and have a flick for it. If not, and you don't follow me, why not just go out there and look on YouTube? Just tap in, as we've said already, Corinthian Casuals, which says Corinthians Paulista versus Corinthian Casuals is what you need to tap in, and that's when it everything comes up. There's a huge, great, big, long list, as you said, of anything and everything that's on there. And there's even old games back to 1988 as well. Socrates versus Corinthian Casuals. So it's physically on there. But have you noticed an increase in sort of sales, sort of like merchandising sales since you've been over?
I mean, in terms of that, I mean, I don't have kind of any sort of remit on the commercial side of things. I'm absolutely sure that they would have gone up probably tenfold, maybe 50-fold, who knows. I mean, we have a Facebook page which now has about 145,000 fans. And we posted a picture up yesterday.
I've got a feeling you might win team of the week if you're getting there.
It's phenomenal. I think that's 5 times larger than Crystal Palace's Facebook page. But anyway, we posted up a picture yesterday of Jamie Byatt, our main striker, watching the Copa Libertadores game. And that got 30,000 likes within 24 hours.
Wow.
So, I mean, the interest is obviously still there hugely, and it will continue to be. My own personal Facebook, I have so many friend requests from Brazilians who were there during the tour. I don't know.
I was going to say, Brazilian what? You didn't quite finish up. Is that Brazilian ladies that you sort of acquainted while you was out there? Or just Brazilian?
Old the photographer.
You know? Yeah, the photographer, yeah. But, Down on the beach, on the Coca-Cola bar on the beach, yeah.
But it's just crazy, you know, absolutely surreal.
Stuart, I was going to ask, I should have asked you a few minutes back, but the couple of weeks or a month before you flew out, did you all of a sudden start getting the odd player turning up for training, trying to sign for you, thinking, oh, I might have a bit of this?
Well, I honestly think the list was agreed quite a little while back. So, I mean, if they did, good luck to them. But because not everyone in our first team squad went. And it was a deliberation process that felt very much like the X Factor where, you know, they're trying to decide who goes to boot camp and everything like that. And it really was kind of down to that because we were limited. We'd love to have taken everyone. We really honestly would have. But funds and space on the tour and everything like that dictated that we could only take, I think it was 18 players plus, you know, coaching staff. And so in terms of, but you know, some of the players that went have only been with us this season. Some of them that went haven't really been regulars for us this season, but they've been with the club a longer time, and so we felt, hey, look, I think it's nice to reward those players to kind of say thank you for your service.
A bit like a club legend.
So, yeah, well, yeah. Whether I'd go so far to call them legends or not is another another thing altogether. But yeah, absolutely. You know, so there was a lot of deliberation over who would go. So the question is, who will stay?
Yeah.
I mean, is there any interest? I mean, is there anything going maybe for next season where Corinthians may come over and play you at your place?
Well, it's there's been talk. I don't know if I can say too much, so I won't. But I mean, there is in discussion about obviously continuing this partnership, and if that means them coming over here, then so be it. In all fairness, I doubt we would play at our place because. We just wouldn't fit them. And I'm not saying that all the Brazilians would fly over as well, but I think London has about 7,000 Brazilians anyway in London alone. And it would gather a lot of interest. So we would probably have to scout a somewhat larger venue. But yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, tours are very much in the Corinthian history. You know, we toured the world as a club back in the, you know, the 19th century and early 20th century. And it's something that's obviously died off a little bit more, but we'd like to kind of bring back in. So there are potential tours to other countries and obviously back to Brazil.
Yeah, happy days. That must be one everybody's looking forward to. I suppose if you announce that early on, you'll get the, you know, you might even get people like, I don't know, they'll all be coming out of retirement to come down and play for you.
Yeah, but exactly. Absolutely.
But it sounds like it was just a fantastic. I mean, one of those things where you will want to come back.
That's what I was going to say. Did any not come back?
Well, actually, yeah. I mean, the producer of the film and one of the real instigators of the tour, a player called Chris Watney, he actually spent another week over there, and he claims that he was obviously there for commercial reasons and, you know, doing more for the documentary and everything. I just don't think he wanted to come back personally.
So when do we know when the documentary's out and where it's going to be played on as such? What station?
The documentary, well, now it'll be down to editing now. So obviously the whole filming, which has been going on for probably the best part of a year in total, because it obviously tells the story of us right from the beginning to obviously the main game and then coming back. So it'll be down to editing. Obviously we'll keep you informed as to release date and everything like that. It will be produced, as I say, in partnership with Corinthians Paulista, so it will be an official release and probably available on Blu-ray and DVD. And, yeah, absolutely, I'd love to come back on and tell you when it's being released and everything. And tell you more.
Magic grace. Well, I'm just physically looking at your first team fixtures because I know on a biased sort of side of it, but I've got a holiday coming up soon in February, and I was just having a look to see if you've actually got any games where I might be able to come and see. And I just see you've got a team called Badshot Lee at home in the SSC, whatever that may be. What
is that? The Surrey Senior Cup.
Senior Cup. So it's not too far. It's about an hour and a half from where I am at this present meeting time. So I might even see if I can convince the wife for a nice trip down to Corinthian Casuals.
Definitely, you'll be more than welcome. If we can do 15 hours to Brazil, I'm sure you can do an hour and a half to Oz.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Not quite the same, but you know.
No, that could be. As I'm taking her away for the weekend, I think she can drive the car down to there, and no problems whatsoever.
Absolutely, you'd be more than welcome.
Listen, Stuart, it's been fantastic listening to you tonight, and I say I'll try and get onto the site and get my shirt ordered as well. But as soon as you know when you're on the TV, give us a shout.
Yep.
Of course, anything we can do at all for Corinthian Casuals, you just let us know, and we'll do that as much as we can for you on the show. But it's been fantastic talking to you, and really glad that everybody at Corinthian Casuals enjoyed the trip, and wish you all the very, very best for the rest of the season.
Yeah, good luck.
Brilliant. No, thank you for having us on.
No problems, Stuart. No problems at all. Speak soon.
Lovely.
Thanks, Stuart. Yeah, bye-bye.
Cheers.
I think the only word you can say is wow, isn't it?
Yeah. God, it's got to be everyone's dream, isn't it? I see the pictures, and I know we spoke about it before a couple of weeks ago. You know, it's just, I just hope the club gets something out of it. Mm. And really, you know, we were talking about the big clubs and the small clubs. I think we're the only country that have a non-league football. So
Yeah. Everyone
in Brazil wants to do with these. You know, they actually mostly thought that they were playing maybe against one of the lower league divisions.
I mean, no, Stuart said to me when he came on the first time, he said to me, look, he said, you know, you go down the high street, and he said, it's weird. He said, because everybody's wearing a Corinthian Casuals shirt. Yeah. He said, it's just crazy. He said, but it just shows you what, you know, the connections they've got. He's,
but to hold out for 70-odd minutes,
That
actually must have gave them a massive profile. The 26,000 must be thinking, well, these are, you know.
Yeah, and yet, back to almost what we were saying, and sort of go full circle with it, with that in mind, just to finish with, you know, 35 years ago this year, Harlow Town beat Leicester City with the likes of Gary Lineker and Alan Smith and that in the FA Cup. I tweeted Gary Lineker, Alan Smith and Leicester City Football Club, seeing whether or not they could come down here to give us a pre-season friendly at the beginning of next year. Do you think I've got an answer?
I don't know. I'll try and make it to him. but just going back, you know, Corinthian have done that for Corinthian, and obviously there's the link, and it's never going to happen. But you know, why can't Man United play a pre-season friendly at home against one of the, you know, like a Ryman side or something? Yeah. They might, you know, they will get 20,000. It doesn't matter if Man United go and play a pub side on a Sunday.
Mm.
That and go, there you go, there's a percentage of the gate, good luck.
Yeah.
It's not going to kill anyone, is it? You know, they could say, oh, you're going to get injuries and whatever, but no one's going to run around to 2 foot and hurt someone on that.
No,
and
be so,
it's just something little you're giving back.
Exactly, they're going to be so, what's the name, to actually play at somewhere like an Old Trafford or an Emirates or White Hart Lane or somewhere like that.
Listen, again, it's got to go both ways. You know, Harlow could have a great youngster on a contract that, you know, Man United want, and they won't come and give Harlow 20, 30 grand for him. They're just expecting for nothing can do so. But, you know, why? It's got to go both ways. And we're not, you know, we're going to the limits now about, you know, playing a game there. But these clubs, there should be an organisation or someone that filters between the two clubs. Obviously, he's outside.
Yeah.
And that can do this.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we've run out of time for this week, but we'll be back next week. At the moment, we'll be having Gordon Boateng, the agent, will be with us next week in the studio. In the meantime, me and Keith will talk about other things, and maybe that might happen next week, or it might happen a couple of weeks later. But at the moment, we'll be having Gordon Boateng here. But as we said, the floor will be Keith's whenever he's ready. But we've got Gordon Boateng this week. We'll be off the following week, and the week after that, we've got Danny Lee from Barkingside, who will also bring some of his academy boys in, and also works at Southend United Football Club as well. And we'll be bringing some of the guys in from Southend with us as well. We are trying to get hold of the Southend manager, Phil, as well. Whether or not we'll get him as well, I doubt it. But we've been trying, but we'll see what we can physically do. But all we will say is best of luck to everybody that's playing this weekend. Enjoy your football. Have a great game this weekend. Please keep yourself safe. It is going to get cold again, so make sure you keep yourself safe. Join us again next week, 7 till 9:30, with me and Keith on the Ryman Roundup show next week. But to go out with tonight, we are going to go out with All About the Bass, because this thing's been bugging me for weeks. Every time I turn the radio on, it's on, so I thought we might as well put it on here to go out with. But don't forget, you can catch up all the shows on iTunes. You just tap in the Ryman Roundup show and we're all on iTunes. All the shows will be on iTunes. The actual show will also be on my Twitter feed as well. The whole show will be on there as well. But as I say, until next week, we'll leave you this and All About the Bass.
You know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. 'Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working that Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real. Come on, now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. 'Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me. No trouble, I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell them skinny bitches that. No, I'm just playing, I know y'all think you're fat. But I'm here to tell you, every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. Yeah.